Welcome back. It has been a minute. I haven't done one of these in a while, and I didn't know if I was going to do one of these. I'm sitting in sweatpants, an open Hawaiian shirt, and I'm wearing a crown. It's been kind of a day. I had a really good weekend with my friends. We went out to an Airbnb. We all get tested for COVID, and then we go have an amazing time in someone else's home. And it was great. We did a live action version of Among Us, which I highly recommend. It's a trend on this app called TikTok. I know what TikTok is. I'm just fucking with you. But yeah, it has been. I don't know, man. Life just keeps going, doesn't it? But the last month was just kind of like a cornucopia of people I didn't know who were going to come back into my life, coming back into my life. I guess the pandemic does that to you. You start reaching out. Or no, that's not what happened in this instance, but it is just a weird happening when you look back on your life at like 20 or 21 and you have no idea what you're going to be doing at 25 or 26 or 27 or 28. And then when you're there and you're just like, holy shit. And this person, I've known them my whole life. We've been friends since we were like 14 years old. And now we weren't in each other's lives for a while. And now we are. And it's like we haven't missed a beat. It's pretty cool. And that person and I have a lot of healing to do and a lot of work to do. But I'm not here tonight to get into that. I'm here tonight because I'm fucking bored, man. And I just needed to vent out into the universe. First thing we're going to do is... So I got a new therapist. Because my last therapist felt that I would greatly benefit from seeing a specialist in family therapy and trauma. Whatever that means. So, she's really awesome. We got off to a great start. Verbatim, at the end of our first session, my therapist said that me and her could have a Lifetime movie network deal off my last year alone. And I believed her. I was like, hey, you're not wrong. Oh, I grabbed the wrong shit. Anyway, I'm sitting here with, what is this? Blue agave, Jose Cuervo that work gave us for a Zoom party. But I only used one of the bottles. I was going to take a shot, but I didn't. I presented it to everybody like I was. Because they were all making margaritas and I tested the waters. I poured a shot, okay? Everyone watching on Zoom as I held up my shot glass, everybody else holding up their sippy cups. But I didn't do it. I just wanted to make people laugh. I'm just here to make people laugh. It's a fucking clown. Anyway. So. I have so many fucking journals. My therapist thought I should start journaling sometimes when I get the urge. And so sometimes we have these Zoom meetings at work and it's not always necessarily information that I need to know for my department. Sometimes you check out or you're just kind of paying attention, but like loosely paying attention and kind of just focusing on it. And there's a really weird thing about Zoom. Not weird thing. There's a function you can do with your background. Whereas if you don't want people to see the shithole you live in, which I don't give a fuck. I always put my background on. I embrace the fucking hell that my life is. Either way. There's a function on Zoom where you can throw up a computer-generated image, or CGI as the kids like to call it, up behind you. And, you know, you can make it whatever the fuck you want. You can make it look like you're in the Bahamas instead of being miserable at home. You can make it look like you're flying a fucking spaceship, which my best friend tends to like to do. But here was the only entry I have in my journal, and I made this entry while, during one of my last Zoom meeting, and, I'm just gonna read it out. When I'm like this during Zoom calls, I tend to get distracted by higher-ups who choose to use a CGI background rather than their physical setting. Now, most likely, these busy people are working from home. They have shit kids. They're tired. Actually, they don't. Most of my CEOs, most of their kids work for us. That was just a joke. Oh, well, for one, a few of them related to us are working, like, doing the marketing department. They actually make, like, really funny videos. They're tired. They help run a fucking company, for God's sake. They don't have to. They don't have time to clean. So fuck it. Throw up a fake background. But then the stranger part of my mind also thinks, what if it's not just a mess? What if they have their laptop on a desk down in their fuck/kill dungeon? And there's some poor bastard gagged and spread with his limbs impaled to a flat board like a rooster in a wet market. So, I'm taking that to my therapist this Saturday. Gonna see what her thoughts are on that. It's all just kind of gone to shit. I deleted Tinder recently off my phone. If you're my friend, you can check out for the next 2 minutes because I've probably ear-beaten you with this story at least twice over the last weekend. But I was on the tins, on the Tinders, as they call it, just trying to get laid. And I matched with this one girl, well, the last girl I ever matched with. And I'm not going to say her name. Oh, who gives a fuck? We matched, right? We matched, I think, on a Saturday. And we start chatting. And she tells me she likes my vibe, all that bullshit. I see that she has a kid. And that doesn't piss me off. I like kids. Not like that, you know what I mean. What progressed was that she apparently did not have a place to stay that night. Because I asked her, hey, how's your day going? Shitty, less than shitty, or just okay? And she said, it's actually going pretty shitty. And I was just being inquisitive because I'm just trying to, like, you know, instead of run away from the situation, you know, embrace it. Okay, like, what's going on with this person? Maybe I can, like, console them in some way. And I asked her, hey, what's going on? Why is it kind of shitty? And she's like, oh, well, I kind of don't have a place to stay tonight. And I went, okay, odd. Let's break this down. But hold on, we're not done. She tells me she doesn't have a place to stay for the night. And I tell her, okay, that sucks, man. That's really shitty. Again, I'm trying to be present. I'm not trying to run away. And I ask her, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to go to your folks' place? Are you going to try and... Well, first I ask her, is it a shitty roommate or, like, shitty landlords? And she says, no, more like a shitty baby daddy. And I was like, okay, that sucks. I'm sorry. Fuck, what are you going to do? Are you going to go with your folks? Or are you going to crash with your friends? And she followed up with, no, I don't have any friends. I kind of don't have anywhere to go and I don't know what to do. And then I deleted Tinder off my phone. I don't know where she is. I hope she's okay. What the fuck are you doing on Tinder? What the fuck are you doing on Tinder? Where is your son? What the fuck are you doing on Tinder when you don't have anywhere the fuck to go? And then you just, like, drop this shit on the dude you just matched with? Like, same day. This is our rapport. There's been no fucking growth. I don't know you. You sound like you have some life issues going down. You should log off the dating app tonight. Because there's no best case scenario in that. What? I invite you over. You see my shit place. You step on my fucking dog. I yell at you. We possibly have intercourse. Worst case scenario, it's a fucking setup. Out of the kindness of my heart, I open up my home to a motherfucker who needs it, and they pull guns on me and take all my shit. It happens. Best case scenario, you come over, we talk, you cry, I fall asleep without getting laid, and I still have to work. Oh no, it was a Saturday, I wouldn't have to work, but I still have to fucking get you. No, it was not gonna happen. And I did not know how to proceed. I tried, damn it. I gave it the college try. I said, don't be a bit despicable human being. Be a fucking person for once. And I realized I'm still a fucking scum. Nah, moreover, I just didn't know what the fuck to do. I was like, what the fuck, girl? You got some shit to take care of. Why the fuck are you chatting with me? And it just made me like, fuck, what am I doing on this fucking stupid app? Like, I'm being very clear. I'm gonna download it again. Very much I'm gonna download it again because I'm still in the predicament of needing to get laid and being bored with the people around me. And not because they're boring, I don't get to see them enough. We're in a fucking pandemic. If I had my usual routine, I'd probably still be on Tinder, but I'd be on it a little less. But I digress. I will download the app again eventually. Right now, I'm just, you know, I'll probably make a new fucking Tinder. Or I'll just go in and unmatch us. Who gives a fuck? I'll read whatever fucking shit she says of, hey, why'd you fucking... Yeah, I don't give a fuck. My bad person. Probably. My therapist told me to look up cognitive distortions. And I thought I could talk about them on the show today, but I didn't do it. So, less interesting content because I fall short once again. Oh, just to add to this weekend, fuck you, upper class uppity bitch ass Texans who move out to the middle of buttfuck nowhere and get mad when your neighbors rent out their air fucking B&B that has a party deck with a grill and 8-person hot tub. That's the environment we're in. What are we doing here? It's Saturday. It's Saturday at 5 in the afternoon. And you have nothing better to do with your old fucking bones than to walk your Bertha ass over to our spot and tell us to turn the fucking music down. And it was, she said, oh, well, we could feel the bass. Could you feel the bass? Could you feel it in the fucking marrow inside of your decaying body? Was that what was causing you the distress where you needed to come over to a group of people? And she called us a spick. That's a story and I'm sticking to it. No, but like, they yelled at us the night before, which granted, we were up a little late. There were a few people in that hot tub. I'll give them that. But at Saturday, with the sun out in God's country, in the greatest state in the Union? I don't think so, ma'am. I don't think so today, Karen. And then after they even told us, oh, we've already contacted the owner. And the owner contacted us saying, don't listen to her. He's like, it's 5 o'clock on a Saturday. Like, yeah, it's 5 o'clock. What the fuck is wrong with you? But it was still a great time. I cooked for everybody. I always feel bad because I think my friends think I'm like, I am, though. I am just a bit of, like, I get weird in, like, social settings because I'm not comfortable with myself completely, and I don't really know how to verbalize that. I don't know how to tell my friends. Like, I tell my friends I love them, but I don't know how to, like, engage with them, like, in the way that they engage with each other. I need to work on some habits, but the only way I know how to say I love you is cooking for people. So every time we go on one of these adventures outside of town, I cook for everybody. I never ask for help, and I don't want my friends to think I'm like, oh, fuck y'all, I have to cook. That is not it, man. Like really, when it comes down to it, that's how I say I love you. And maybe it's because I grew up in a house where we always cooked, and maybe didn't say I love you all the time. That's how we said it to each other. And so, that's how I say I love you to my friends is, no, I want y'all to enjoy yourself. And I enjoy cooking. I enjoy wrapping dead flesh in bacon. It turns me on. So it's almost even better that I'm alone. I really do enjoy it. It's therapeutic. I listen to my music or I listen to a podcast and I'm just I'm zoned. I love it. And because I know, and it's almost like I even love it when I'm doing it for a lot of people because I like to make really good food. And I know that in preparation of this, I'm going to make a lot of people that I care about happy. And that's how I say I love you. So I don't ask for help. Because I don't want it. I want, this is my only time where I'm fuck, everything I feel for my people who I care about, I want them, I hope they know it's expressed when they taste the food that I make them. And it's not even anything special, it's just bacon wrap fucking, one time it was I make everybody, oh no, because I make everybody breakfast too, first time we went out there, it was simple. I made everyone chorizo con huevo and some bacon and eggs, and the other fools made some hash browns. It was a fucking good day. The second time around, I just upped the ante a little bit with some different types of tacos, some pancakes, shit like that. And then dinner was off the chain. I made everybody turkey burgers. I made these beer battered brats. I made the same sausages wrapped in bacon once again. Ugh. The turkey burgers came with my own sriracha mayo and baby spinach with cherry tomatoes on brioche buns, toasted, of course. That shit is off the chain with some provolone, Swiss, or pepper jack cheese at your discretion. And then this time around, all I did for breakfast was some people made some pancakes and some eggs and shit. I made everybody else some bean and cheese tacos, some bacon and egg tacos, some chorizo con huevo tacos, some chorizo con huevo con frijoles, the bomb, bean and cheese and bacon, the bomb. It was just a good fucking breakfast, man. And then, yeah, for everybody, for dinner, I made the fucking sausages and shit, and we had chips and queso, and it was a good night. I loved it. I hope my friends know that. And then we did these badass presentations. I did Bitch or Not a Bitch. I did a synopsis on world figures throughout history and whether or not they were a bitch. And my friends loved it because when we got to Harriet Tubman, it said bitch or not. And when we went to the side, it's the next slide, it said a bad bitch indeed. That's not a very funny joke when you say it out loud, but I'm going to make a TikTok video of it eventually. So that's when the payoff comes to no one who is listening. Literally no one listening. But that's okay. Because we do this for the fun of it. We do this because we fucking love it. But honestly, I think that's good of a stopping point. I'm sorry if the beginning of this, I was just off. I was just like, you know what? I just have to do it. I just have to do it. So these are the ramblings for today. I just wanted to do another episode. I have been gone for so long. I didn't have a guest today. It's going to be a short episode. Next time I might have a guest. Next time I might not. But there will definitely be a focus on the next episode. I just wanted to get my feet wet again and get my face back into it, man. I've been feeling good about myself lately. Maybe it's my new therapist. Maybe it's my friend coming back into my life after so long. But whatever it is, I'm happy to be alive today. I hope you're happy to be alive today. If anyone is listening, I'm gonna start next episode. Wait for that shit on next episode. I want to start interacting with anyone that's listening. I'll throw up my email. I'll throw up my fucking socials. And hopefully we can fucking interact. You can tell me shit you want me to talk about on the show. Tell me you fucking hate me. Tell me you fucking love me. Tell me you wish my mother was dead. But just interact with me. Come on. People need to keep talking to people. Peace.